Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Jeff Young. The oil disaster in the Gulf has brought the biggest environmental response in U.S. history. An armada of 4,400 vessels, an army of 24,000 personnel. Those numbers will likely go up as oil continues to make its way east onto the shores of Alabama and Florida. That's a lot of people working in places that pose a lot of hazards. And that's a big concern for our guest, David Michaels. Michaels has long been a fierce advocate for worker safety. He now leads the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA. That means it's his job to make sure that workers in the Gulf are protected. Last month, Michaels expressed serious concerns about worker safety in a strongly worded memo to BP. He just wrapped up a visit to the Gulf Coast to see if things have improved. David Michaels, welcome back to Living on Earth.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm pleased to be back on the show.
Now, this is your second trip to the Gulf since the spill. What did you see there that gives you reason for concern? What did you see there that gives you reason to think that workers are being protected?
Well, I just came back and I was down at the cleanup areas with Secretary of Labor Hilda Solis. We saw workers involved in a number of different cleanup tasks. We have OSHA staff across all the staging areas from Louisiana to Florida. And what they're seeing is that a number of hazards do arise in the cleanup areas. And when they do arise, we immediately raise them with BP and with the Coast Guard, the agency we work most closely with.
Now, you wrote a memo May 25th telling people you weren't very happy with the way things were going on. Is that right?
That's correct. Now, this is a couple of weeks ago, but we saw a number of different serious problems in the cleanup areas. We were concerned about security on the site. People were walking in and off the site. We were concerned about protecting people from heat, which is probably the number one hazard down there. But more importantly, we didn't see the structure of safety authority working in the way that we thought was necessary.
Now, what do you mean when you use that term, structure of safety?
It has to be clear who's got the authority to make changes. What was going on in the staging areas where workers are working, OSHA inspectors would arrive, we'd see a problem, we'd pull over the BP supervisor and say, okay, we see this problem, take care of it. And the BP supervisor would say, I'll see what I can do, and the problem wouldn't be fixed. And so clearly we were talking to people who didn't have responsibility to fix the problem, and that was unacceptable to us.
Now, according to Louisiana's Department of Health and Hospitals, they've had at least 50 complaints from workers, which seem to be related to exposure to pollutants from the spill, possibly the oil itself or the chemical dispersants. What are your concerns there?
That's correct. And what we are doing with our sister agency, the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, we are tracking down every one of these cases and trying to learn about them more. There were 7 workers taken to the hospital, again, a couple of weeks ago, in one instance, which may be related to a cleaning product that was used, but we're not absolutely sure, and we need to get to the bottom of it. Anytime there's a major complaint, we certainly track that down. But frankly, right now, we're as concerned about issues of heat and injury as we are about chemical exposure. The heat is really something. Workers work long days in the sun, and we insist they be given shade, very regular work breaks, lots of liquids to drink, because we've had a number of people coming down with heat stress, in some cases heat stroke.
Now, we've heard from some environment and public health advocates there that they're hearing reports of people not having protective gear. Here's what Wilma Subra told us. She's a respected scientist who does a lot of work in the field down there.
We have actually provided protective gear and respirators through Louisiana Environmental Action Network, and BP has threatened to fire the workers that actually wear the respirators.
What do you make of that?
Our position is that there are certain jobs where people should have respirators. It's very clear they should have them. When they go out in the boats near the areas where the oil is being burned, there's potential for significant exposures. On the other hand, there are other areas on the beach, for example, where people are cleaning up weathered oil. It would actually be dangerous for them to all wear respirators. And in the hot weather, respirators take a very, very physical toll on the heart and on the lungs. And we're quite concerned that if you give people respirators without properly training them, without doing medical examinations, we could be causing some serious health problems.
And another thing we're hearing from some activists in Louisiana is that there's an atmosphere of fear among workers about speaking out about potential exposure or lack of protective gear, because now working for BP on the cleanup is the only game in town now that fishing is shut down.
That certainly is a huge concern of ours. We've heard a number of different complaints, often involving contractors or subcontractors. For example, we learned that one contractor was charging workers for their protective equipment, and that's absolutely against the law. Workers should not be charged for training, and obviously they should have the right to speak their minds about health and safety concerns and to notify us where there's a problem. So we're telling workers across the area, if they have a problem, they should bring it up with either the OSHA professional who was visiting the site on a regular basis, or they should call us confidentially, and we will follow up on every complaint.
How big a concern are the chemical dispersants that are being used so heavily?
Well, they're certainly a very significant environmental concern. From the worker point of view, we're out there measuring to see the workers who are on the sea to see if they're exposed to them. And for the most part, there is very little exposure because people are not near those places where they're being sprayed. At this point, though, we haven't seen evidence that the dispersants are coming onto the shore. But again, we're monitoring for that all the time.
And what's your overall assessment of this sprawling, changing workplace and its level of safety?
I think the level of safety at this point in time, I think, is quite good. I think OSHA is working very well with the Coast Guard, observing all the activities, ensuring that BP is doing the right thing and their contractors are doing the right thing. But we must remain vigilant. This is a very big job. There are a lot of hazards out there. The hazard could change, and we've got to work very hard to make sure people are protected.
David Michaels is Assistant Secretary of Labor for the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.